Hello, I'm Sergeant Travis Rakestraw with Wichita Police Department. I'm assigned to the Accident Follow-Up Unit and the Robbery Investigation Section at the City Building. We do follow-up investigations in regards to serious and sometimes actually fatal traffic accidents that occur within the city. It helps our cause out if we can promote bicycle safety, if we can let people know what's going on, what are we seeing out there, what rules of the road do people need to follow, and what safety precautions people can take. Oftentimes, people that are in cars do not maybe look for bicycles. Bicycles are difficult to see sometimes. They're a smaller object, and the same is true for motorcycles. And then bicyclists also need to be aware that they have to follow rules of the road as well. So they need to follow traffic regulations when they are driving on the road. They are considered a motor vehicle as they're out driving, and there's rules that they have to follow just like if they were driving a car or a motorcycle. Bicyclists have to ride on the street when they are in a congested area. If there's not a lot of pedestrian traffic, then they could ride on the sidewalk. But in a congested area, which downtown is oftentimes, then they would have to ride on the street. You can ride on the sidewalk. We're not saying that you can't over in New Market Square, other areas of town like that. You absolutely can ride on the sidewalk on a bicycle. But when it becomes congested with a lot of people, like on a busy weekend where there's a lot of shopping going on, maybe riding on the sidewalk is not the best answer either. If you are in a car and you're observing a bicycle driving down the road, you can kind of look to see what they're planning to do. If they're looking around like they're going to make a turn, where they're riding in the lane can give you clues as to maybe what direction this bicyclist is going to go and where they're going to be. The bicyclist also bears responsibility in signaling turns, letting traffic know where they're going to go. If they're intending to make a turn, give a hand signal like you would in a motor vehicle. I think that helps let people know what direction you're wanting to go so maybe they can yield to you. And hopefully maybe even by that movement, you can be more visible to traffic. For the newbies, maybe do some research. Find out where popular biking areas are, where there's bicycle lanes in the roadway, but also do your research in regards to safety equipment. Make sure you have good lights, you're visible on the road, make sure your clothing is visible, helmets. We don't require that in the city. However, common sense says wear a helmet. Our accidents that we respond to when it involves a bicycle, the number one thing that's going through our head as we're responding there as police officers is, was that person wearing a helmet? Because if they're not, the chances of them having a significant head injury are astounding. But it's just learning those things and planning your trip before you go.